It's a preview for this 2022 fall sports season featuring the Southland Rebels football team on AIM 1480 KAUS and MyAustinMinnesota.com, and brought to you by Greg Myers State Farm Insurance of Austin, providing quality auto, home, life, health, and financial services in the Austin area for over 70 years. And also by Overby Orthodontics, with offices in Austin, Rochester, and Stuartville. Smile with us. We had a chance to speak with the new head coach of the Southland Rebels football team, J.J. Galley, moving up from defensive coordinator. And the coach tells us how things have been going so far through summer camp and a scrimmage last Saturday for the Rebels.
It's been a really productive camp. You know, we got a lot of guys, coaches included, in new roles. And so we're all kind of still feeling each other out and figuring out where, you know, the best way to do things. But we got some boys who are really, really working hard, and we put together some really good stuff. The scrimmage, we had a really good scrimmage as far as the learning aspect goes. We got some things we need to work on, but we got to scrimmage four traditionally pretty good teams in our conference. We scrimmaged against Houston, against Lanesboro, against Grand Meadow, and against Spring Grove on Saturday, and the boys stepped up to the challenge. You know, we definitely took some lumps at times because we're pretty young, but it was a really good, like I said, really good learning experience and a great way to find out where you're at when you get to play teams of that caliber.
Coach Galley went on to talk about what changes, if any, will be made for the Rebels heading into this 2022 season.
Right. Well, that was kind of the last spring or early spring when I got hired. That was the one thing that I had to do a lot of thinking about, because I've been here for, and this is my 18th year at Southland, so a lot of the things that we've been doing I've had my hands on anyways. But it was kind of figuring out what to change because I thought it needed to change, what to change because it fits my personality a little bit better. And probably more importantly, what to keep the same, because there's no reason to change it. So since I've been here, Sean has been running the offense, and when he left, or when he was done, we had to figure out kind of what fits us the best, one personality wise, but also with the kids we have right now. And so we're spreading out a little bit more this year than we had in the past, although over the years we've transitioned to that a little bit more on the varsity anyways, and put in a couple new blocking systems and just kind of trying to put kids where they can be the most successful. Defensively, I've been running the defense for a while now, so we're not changing a whole lot, but same thing, you got to kind of make it fit the kids you got.
And Coach Galley went on to talk about the four captains that will lead the way for the Rebels for this upcoming season.
So we only have three seniors this year, and one of them was a captain last year as a junior, Isaac Felton. And he's been doing a great job. You know, we had some really good captains and leaders in our senior group last year. And with our juniors last year being a small class, I think a lot of times they were able to just kind of sit back, let those seniors lead and just kind of do their job, right? Be right along with them. And so this year, I challenged our captains coming in that they now had to kind of take the reins, because we did lose some amazing leaders, and they've done a great job. And so we have our junior captains. We have three junior captains: Travis Kurtz, Cash Day, and Noah Bauer. And Travis and Cash were voted in last year as the going to be junior captains by the team, and we just named Noah Bauer, who's going to be our starting quarterback week one, our fourth captain, just because he's really kind of picked up the reins this spring, this summer, organizing team activities and that kind of stuff, and so we felt he kind of deserved it. So those four specifically are really the ones who we need to step up and kind of be our rock to stand on when things kind of get a little bit messy at times, which they do pretty much every game.
This has been a fall sports preview featuring the Southland Rebels football team on AIM 1480 KAUS, and brought to you by Greg Myers State Farm Insurance of Austin, providing quality auto, home, life, health, and financial services serving the Austin area for over 70 years. And by Overby Orthodontics, with offices in Austin, Rochester, and Stuartville. Smile with us.